Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We have an interesting show tonight. We're going to do 30 minutes, and it's an update. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Oh, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
We got some problems developing in Israel, and I want to go there first. I'm doing this from Hal Turner's World News. He evidently has some insiders there in Israel that are keeping him posted. But I'll start with the early morning and go through part of this. Anywhere you want to break in with anything else you've got, Larry, go ahead. Very serious developments in the Gaza Strip minutes ago at 9:15 a.m. Eastern U.S. time today, the 8th. The Israeli Defense Forces went on emergency preparedness. This means closed military zone has been established around the borders of Gaza. Roads in Israel being closed, certain areas near Gaza are presently being evacuated of citizens. IDF has verified intel that Hamas inside Gaza is evacuating their offices, outposts, social cultural centers, and other facilities in advance of Hamas launching major attacks against Israel. It's a developing story with very serious implications for the entire world, which is absolutely true. If this continues, and I got a feeling it may. Update on 10/20, IDF says Hamas' planned attack is likely of a scale that will create a significant IDF response. Then I'm going to bounce down here to rocket salvos being launched into Israel from Gaza, rocket sirens in southern Israel now, numerous rocket attacks now, further sirens and possible interceptions have been reported. Code red sirens going like crazy in southern Israel. Rockets launched from Gaza into Israel. Injuries have been reported. Iron Dome activated. At 12:45, Islamic Jihad confirms rejection of truth proposals with Israel. Then they made a direct hit on a house. Rockets launched from Gaza appear to have been using blast fragmentation warheads. And scroll down here to 1:30 today. Israeli cabinet now convening for emergency meeting after rocket attacks on southern Israel and shooting at workers. Hamas official, we demand complete freedom of movement in Gaza in return for a ceasefire. If not, there will be an escalation. Israeli forces expected to respond heavily tonight. 2 p.m., all Israeli media reporting that the IDF has been given a green light for a significant attack by air, land, and sea in response to the rocket attack. 2:20, IDF commences large-scale attacks all across Gaza, conducting simultaneous large-scale airstrikes all across Gaza. At 2:40, more rocket alerts in Israel. New rocket salvos launched by the Palestinians. Barrage of rockets inbound to Israel. 2:45, F-16 strikes on Rafah now. More heavy aircraft joining the drones and strikes. Unconfirmed reports of Israeli tanks now firing on Gaza. The Air Force, Israeli Air Force, warplanes now striking Rafah City. A number of rockets fired from the northern Gaza Strip exploded in open areas. Multiple red alerts, official notification for Israeli residents to stay in or very near their shelters. Report of a strike on the border of Egypt. Heavy smoke seen from the strike. breaking right now, a large explosion shaking Gaza City. 10 mortar shells been fired. Fifth launch. A total of 15 Israelis have been wounded from the Gaza rocket attack. 6 physical injuries, 9 treated for shock. What do you think?
Well, I would have to heard say, not really. This is ongoing, and Lieberman, the defense minister of Israel, was meeting with the IDF last night and again this morning. And I would have to say that, you know, if Hamas and the Palestinians choose to push this issue, that in the background is waiting for them is an absolute Israeli invasion of Gaza and the West, and of course the West Strip. You know, that may be where we're headed. One of the things that concerns me a little bit is because of the massive buildup of the Syrian military on the northern border of Israel at the same time, you know, which includes Iranians and Hezbollah, Syrian rebels, Syrian army regular. You've got all of that there. So this could be a feint, if you will, to draw Israel deep into the south and at the same time then begin a strike from Lebanon and Syria, you know, against Israel from the north. So we just have to watch this closely. This will be, it appears to be building by the hour, Stuart.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And you know, these guys that are attacking Israel, I don't quite understand what they're doing. What I mean, and over 200 missiles so far have been fired, according to the latest I got. That's quite a number, but you would think, or, you know, if that's, that may well be what they're doing, because you would think that they would, if they're going to attack Israel, why not launch just about everything they have? It seems like they are drawing them down there for a particular reason. But they are also proxies of Iran. Now, Trump has just put on very heavy sanctions on Iran that are really going to cause Iran a lot of trouble. The people in power over there are facing an internal revolution as well. North Korea is a buddy with Iran. Putin of Russia just kind of sitting back in the weeds. He hasn't said anything as far as I can find out, other than strengthening and his forces, because he knows that NATO is moving ever so closer to his borders. We got the South China Sea situation with China, et cetera. Now, there was a fellow, Asian man, I guess, a young man, who had a vision. And it's kind of scary what he says. The Lord showed him. And basically what it was is that North Korea was going to launch an attack against the United States. They have missiles, he claims, that are totally unknown to us. They have very highly advanced technology that we don't even consider they could possibly have. You remember, Larry, we have often wondered on this program whether or not North Korea has much more than anybody knows or is reporting. And some of the missiles that they did fire were quite advanced and had either Chinese or Russian technology involved. Well, anyway, the Lord said that, or this is what this guy says, the Lord showed him that their technology is much, much superior to anything that we know they have, and that they will fire these missiles, and we won't even know. They're going to strike, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 cities, and we will not know where they came from, is what he says the Lord showed him. It takes us a little bit to figure out where they came from, and when we do, we launch against North Korea. Now, that may be why Deagle.com has such a population reduction here in the United States and also in North Korea, if you remember their website. by 2024, 2025, North Korea was, for all practical purposes, decimated. And the population in the United States had dropped down like 200 million people were already gone. 250 million people were dead. That's their estimate in the next 7 years, basically. So this is getting very, very interesting because the buddy of Iran is North Korea. So it's beginning to make sense that North Korea could come to the aid of Iran and hit us totally unexpectedly from an area we would not even consider. I don't know if there's any makes any sense to anybody, but it's a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen. People have visions all the time, and then they don't transpire. So, but it is it's beginning to fall into place that we do have enemies in bad places, and North Korea is not a friend. In fact, the latest news out of there, maybe you could brief us a little bit on that, but from what I gather, Larry, they are not only not denuclearization or missiles, they are increasing their technology. What's your latest on that?
Well, that seems to be the latest coming out of North Korea, the fact that they're not really cooperating all that much with the denuclearization period. And really, they pulled back from more negotiations with South Korea, or you know, and especially not Japan. So, you know, they're non-cooperative. But like you said, you know, during the 8 years of Obama, pretty much we were lulled into a very complacent set of circumstances, militarily even, in the United States, where we are totally vulnerable. And I don't know why. Well, I suppose they just don't care. But and it doesn't fit the New World Order strategy for America. You know, it seems like, you know, Congress and the Supremes and even though they got Trump in there now, the deep state's so busy opposing him. The American people literally are left wide open, and Trump is absolutely blocked in almost everything he's doing to try to secure our borders and secure the American people. And it's just not able to be happening fast enough and quick enough. And, you know, the problem is we're vulnerable, and that doesn't seem to be a clue that the American people click on.
Yeah, I know. Well, they think they're sitting pretty. And if you go into the biblical prophecies against America, Babylon, it says we sit as a queen and we will see no sorrow. And yet the Lord says, yes, you will. And in 1 hour, you will see widowhood and loss of children and all kinds of bad things begin to happen to the United States. And it comes suddenly. Barry Rothman, let's get off that because we really don't know. It's just a heads up, folks. This thing can escalate very, very rapidly. And with the sanctions that have been put on to Iran, remember China is a buddy to Iran. Russia has, I don't know if you can call her buddy, but they're all together in this. And they're laying in the weeds, and when they take America out, it says it's very, very sudden. It's totally unexpected. It comes at a time when no one would expect it. And that's kind of interesting, you know, but I guess we just have to wait and watch and see what happens. There's a new Bible code out by Barry Rothman. Larry, have you got that in front of you? You want to go through that? That is fascinating about the space fleet. I know from reading this that Barry is very, very skeptical. I'm not at all skeptical, simply because of all the stuff I already know is true. And what I've seen when I was flying airplanes, I know these people have this kind of stuff. So, yeah, what do you got?
Well, I was just going to add real quick to what you ended the last category with, and say that I was listening to some generals on Fox today, and they were very concerned because they said that it appears the Russian Navy, especially the submarine fleets, the nuclear fleets, are more active at this moment than they have ever seen, and that Russia recently fired 4 ballistic missiles from their submarines, and they said that was an absolute message to the United States and the deep state. And so with that, I'll go to the Tor code.
Well, that's interesting. Let me interject. Yeah, go,
sure.
I was just going to say Ezekiel 38 and 39 is, I believe, if you read that very, very carefully, the attack against the United States is right there in Ezekiel 38, 39. They attempt to neutralize this, and I don't know if it works, but it seems to. Anyway, to the Bible code.
Yeah, it's a very interesting Torah code that he uncovered. You know, he did it from actually this side of the Torah code. He just researched into it, and the title is Bush Illegal Space Funding. And this all began, you know, there's been an incredible controversy in the intelligence agencies of the country, you know, according to, especially according to Barry Rothman, when he posted that really bizarre Trump space fleet Torah code, and that was preceded, you know, by Trump actually announcing a space fleet and a space force. And so anyway, I'll read you off. It's 9 words in this matrix. Very interesting. Number one, Austin Fitz, and people can go to the code and look it up for themselves who he is. Number two, space. Number three, force. Number four, Bush administration. Number five, housing. Number six, USA. Number seven, fraud. Number eight, money. And 9, UFO. So this basically, this Torah code matrix clearly shows that the United States has not only been funding, apparently, a space force, but they actually have been housing it, taking care of it, providing for it, and there's UFOs involved.
Yes, anti-gravity. This has been going on for years, folks. I know a lot of people just can't wrap their mind around it, but when I was a professional pilot, they even had a special section in the flight manual for reporting UFOs, which most flight crews will not do. They may talk to the center, you know, air traffic control center, about sightings they're having, and they will always be asked, do you wish to report? And almost all flight crews will say no. And there's a reason for it. But this has been going on for a long, long time. I don't know how else to word it. They have been up there. They're on Mars. They're on the moon. And who knows where else they are. We have a space fleet. And what Donald Trump is doing, he may be doing two things. Trying to bring it out of deep, you know, the deep state, and trying to bring it under more government or governmental control, and by announcing it and trying to transfer it over so that it's a regulated force. That's not going to work. There's no way deep state's going to allow that at all. And so it's kind of a funny thing. It's kind of like when JFK printed $2 United States notes rather than Federal Reserve notes. You don't mess with the children of Cain until the Lord says he's had enough of the children of Cain, and then he destroys them. We are rapidly approaching the end of the children of Cain and their ultimate destruction here, not only on earth, but hell waits for all of them. So this is very, very interesting that it's coming out now, even in the Bible codes. And if you will go into, I can't remember which one it is, but it says that we, that they make their nest in the stars. And I believe they, if the research ties that into the rich men of the earth. But it's right there in the Bible that they make their nest in the stars. So I believe everything about this. Austin Fitz was a former Assistant Secretary of Housing, in federal housing in the Bush administration, and she's the one who claims that trillions of dollars were illegally and secretly transferred to the U.S. space programs. I've tried to warn people before that NASA has two programs, one for public consumption, that's your little space shuttles. There's a secret military one. There are people now who are beginning to get their memories back, and I think this is all going to be revealed. I think the Lord said he's going to reveal all the corruption, and I think he's going to do it. What do you think, Larry? I mean, to me, this is just solid confirmation that it's true.
Well, you know, you and I have both seen the special images from Mars, from Tom Horn, and that included what appeared to be TR-3Bs. In other words, triangle spacecraft that were on Mars and operating, and we've seen the images. And then when you did Tithonia, it was very interesting, Stuart, because you said Tithonia on Mars appeared very closely to be an ancient site with new construction also. So you want to say anything about that?
That had what I consider to be Tesla technology. There were ancient pyramids there. There's a wall there that's broken down. And yet there are very modern buildings and step pyramids as well. And Tesla technology, domes. And I don't know. There's no question in my mind whatever they're up there, exactly what they're doing. Now, in this thing that Barry said, Dr. Mark Skidmore, professor at Michigan State University, the figure for missing money accounts to $21 trillion. $21 trillion, folks. They've siphoned off of this secret space program. Whenever they make weapons, you better believe they're going to use them against humanity. When this new world order comes in, remember Jesus Christ said, who can make war with the beast? Nobody. Jesus Christ is the only one capable of making any war with the beast. That's how far advanced they are. So anyway, I find that extremely fascinating. Before we close, I want to give out a warning. I'm not saying there's anything to it. But with what's going on in Israel, Russian subs, remember they had Russian bombers probing us. We have on August 11th a partial solar eclipse with a new moon. Planets are all on one side of the sun. The meteor shower peaks on 10th to the 11th. It's exactly 14 days after Tu B'Av. And 14 means deliverance. Now, here's some interesting stuff. I get into it Friday night. But it has to do with a possible misinterpretation for centuries as to where Pentecost actually falls. I'm going to read it from Leviticus 15 and 16. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after Sabbath, what they're talking about is first fruits, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbath shall be complete. Okay, so that's 49 days. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Now, what has happened is, and I guess you could argue the interpretation of it, but if you took this very literally, that's not 50 days, which is what they count now. It's 99 days from first fruits, because you've got the seven sevens, and then you shall number 50 days. In other words, you add another 50. If you do that, guess where Pentecost falls this year? August 11th, 2018. Then another person, and I only got a few minutes here, so I'll have to get into it later. But a full-term pregnancy is 280 days, and he's going back to 9/23/9/24, and the sign in the sky, you know, the Revelation 12 sign. A full-term pregnancy is 280 days, and if you add 280 days to the Revelation 12 sign of that ended September 24th, the actual date, you come to July 1st, 2018. In Leviticus 12, if a woman gives birth to a boy, she is unclean for 7 days. That brings you to July 8th. And on the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised, and that brings you to July 9th. Then the woman is to wait an additional 33 days of purification. That brings us to exactly August 11th, 2018. Isn't that interesting? I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but with everything that's going on, I believe we're headed into big-time trouble. Any comments, Larry, on that one?
Well, it's very interesting. The timing is especially interesting, and people should really carefully watch, as, you know, even the next few days or the rest of this month clicks off.
Yes. I think we're on a high alert for war and trouble. I don't know about the rapture of the bride. There's arguments all over the place about when that happens. I don't want to get into that. Jesus is going to come for his people when he's ready and not before. And hopefully we are ready, because it could happen now about any time if the pre-tribulation rapture concept is correct. If it's not, well, we're going to go into a lot of this. But there's trouble on the horizon. There's no question. All the way through, I believe, to Rosh Hashanah, which is September 11th, ends on September 11th. And that is 29 days from the possible date of the Pentecost. And 29 means departure. Kind of interesting. Not saying anything's going to happen, but it could. And we can go all the way through to Hanukkah, which is in December. There were arguments about trumpets. There were arguments about atonement. There were arguments about tabernacles and Hanukkah as possible times for the Lord to return for his people. Remember one thing. He said, I am coming at a time you think not. He also said, it's going to be sudden and with no warning, and it's going to surprise everyone. So when you put all that together, we're kind of on a high alert, and that sudden destruction could be a number of things. So anyway, any final comment, Larry?
Well, I would have to say, and I'd like your comment on this, isn't this an interesting time also for the deep state and the big tech companies and the powers that be to begin their huge censorship of the Internet and all the YouTube and Twitter and Facebook?
Yep.
I mean, all of it. It's going. It's begun right now.
Yep. The purge is on, folks. Everything is going to change. Interesting that the occult views August 11th and the partial solar eclipse as a time of new beginnings. And I find that kind of interesting myself. 8/11. So we don't know. But we should have some very, very interesting times. And with Israel going to war again, sooner or later, that thing's going to go. And if it does, and there's a major war developing, we'll be right in the middle of it. And World War III could trigger any time. And I don't think people are ready for it at all. Any last comment other than a heads up, Larry?
Well, I just tell people to be cautious, because Dale posted today, Earth changes accelerate across the globe. So we have that too. We go more into that Friday.
Yep. Okay, folks. Friday we will try and do a longer one if the Lord is willing and everybody's still around. We haven't blown ourselves off the face of the planet. Humanity's in a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble, and they don't realize it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you Friday, the Lord willing. So good night, everyone. Take care of yourselves.